This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Sons and daughters, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny, and we brought some jam for your jelly.
Jam is jelly, Danny. Mm-hmm.
Down under, girls, jam is jelly.
Don't resist me. I'm doing the intro.
What is a jelly? Is jello for us.
I would like to know. Here in the US, it still confuses me. What is jam?
It's jelly.
Is it called jam?
I think jam is more of the like fruity paste versus
what
jelly
do you mean?
Is
got
like
seeds in it.
Gelatin. Yeah, jelly is just the gelatin part.
No,
clear,
you're not
no
making
fruit
any sense.
Look, jello to us in Australia.
That's jello.
Jello is all jelly. Jelly is all jello. In Australia, you only have jelly is only jello.
It's the same thing, jelly and jello.
Yes.
Okay.
But and jam is anything you put on toast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Anything you put on toast.
John made a good point. Jam and preserves are sort of one and the same. They're all jammed together.
There's
in
no difference
a jar.
Between
no,
that and jelly here.
Jelly.
You guys haven't mixed up. I'm sorry. You didn't get this one right. I love you, US. You've given me a great life here in the last 20, almost 30 years. You've given me a great life, but you got that one wrong.
This is why people yell at you, go back to your own country.
Yeah, I know, right? You don't like it. Go back. Hey, but we've got a little thank.
Speaking of your own country, it's Thanksgiving week, right?
I know. We don't have that down under.
No, we love the Thanksgiving tradition.
I tell you, the first Thanksgiving we ever had, we came here to the US and we thought it was the best holiday ever.
You don't have Thanksgiving?
No.
We didn't have Indians.
Well, of course. No.
We had Aboriginals.
You know, we actually don't have Indians either.
Or Maoris.
Since we're not in India.
No, but what I'm trying to say is they taught
Native Indians
how to do the crops. And because of that, there was a great yield and harvest. Mm. And there was corn and there was
You're
and
telling
there was food
Americans they know
on
this.
On the plates of the pilgrims.
Wow. Yes. Well, could you educate us more about our
we
history?
We didn't have pilgrims either.
Aren't you from a prison
we
colony?
We had convicts.
We had criminals. And Aboriginals and Maoris and Morioris.
I've always found it silly for someone to say kind of like, get out of my country, because it's like, didn't we all sort of just, I mean, as world history goes, didn't we kind of come to the Native Americans country anyways and sort of.
Yeah, we were Scots. Our original was Scotland, Pearl, you and I.
Yeah, why are you saying that?
Well, I'm just saying, New Zealand
you're thankful
say,
we're
kick
Scots?
Us out then.
Yeah, you know, that's true, exactly.
My last name's Valdez, and it may seem like I'm sort of foreign, but my ancestors are Spanish. We were one of the first people
you look
here.
Like a
yes, you could kick
look
everybody else
like
out.
A Spaniard. You could have one of those red cloaks and go.
But anyway, today we don't have very long for an intro, Serene. Get right to it.
Yeah, we're just going to your wee little thankful potty. Potty, so you can go to the potty. You can go and make your little cakes.
Your jam cakes.
By the way, no. Serene.
Yes, your jam, not your jelly cake.
I know that you probably haven't gotten around to it, but everyone makes your guilt gone cranberry pie.
Everybody.
I brought
everything to lighten it up.
Well, somebody already lightened it up.
Oh, well, good for them.
Maybe you've got a better way of lightening, but this lady said, I'm telling it, it calls for oat fiber and a whole stick of butter.
Yes, what does she do?
She said she made it. She did one and a half cups of cranberries, and she put half a cup of blueberries in there. She said it was delicious. But she said she only used 1/4 cup of coconut oil. She said it was fabulous. Yay. And she used coconut oil instead of butter, and she used 1/4 cup.
Okay, we'll try that. And I'm going to try and do a cran pumpkin.
Ooh, no.
And do because any kind of puree like that, you can cut the fat right down.
That's true. Not that we're against fat. This is Thanksgiving. But if you do want to make it a lot, you don't want to be having like that full stick of butter all the time.
Every morning for breakfast.
Make it the full blown way on Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah. Oh, totally. You do. Okay, so this little thank-y. I just would like to start with a few scriptures because, you know, that's my nature. By now
do
you
that.
Know me. I love 1 Chronicles 16:34. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And another one I love, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I wanted to stop there and say, we all know to be thankful when things are worth thanking. I mean, it just comes like an instinct. And we all know to be thankful for the good things, like be thankful for our loved ones and our family, and that goes without saying. But I'd like to bring this little wee potty under a microscope and say, let's let's really become thankful people, and let's be thankful, like it said, in all circumstances. And the Bible also says to be thankful in all things. So I want us to brainstorm together and think about those all things.
Mm.
Because maybe we should be thankful when we get up and brush our teeth. Because we have teeth. Because some people don't.
Check out these teeth.
You know, some grandpa out there's got dentures and he would just wish that he could brush real teeth.
I know.
And or maybe you're at the dentist and he's telling you you're full of cavities. Well, yay, be thankful that you've got teeth to have cavities.
Man, I'm going to be thankful for my bunny teeth. You know, I always look in the mirror and what? I'm like, look at those little bunny teeth.
Which, let me see those.
You got, let me see.
Oh, that's because you're doing a bunny
yeah,
look.
Yeah, you got a Danny, you got a bunny
I've
teeth
I've never
expression.
Thought bunny teeth when I, now I do.
Oh, that's very bunny, but I've never thought it before.
These teeth could hop down the bunny trail.
Hey, this is a wee potty, so I'm going to keep it on a wee track.
Okay.
What do you mean wee?
Little.
Little.
Oh, tiny. Yeah.
That's another thing you Americans do. Sorry, I love you Americans. I married one, of course, but you don't use the word wee.
Now, Leslie Pops does, so she's right on.
A wee little, and you say it's like track. Redundant. You're using two words to say the same thing. A wee little means... Little.
Like you guys use words that are very weak, though, like we. Like
no,
we don't. We're powerful.
Strong.
We're a powerful people.
Yes, I know.
That's true.
He's got his we this and his we that, and it's like, get out of here, dude.
That's true, Danny. Touché.
He's got wee woolen pants on.
No wonder you guys don't have a sound military.
Hey, wee Willy Winky.
Yeah,
run
all
through
that,
the town.
Dude. All that.
Hey,
it's
we
like,
do
I'm
have a
grown
sound
man.
Military. You don't. Talk, you no, don't. But listen to me. You're talking to the Braveheart people from Scotland. They use the word we.
Scotland? Aren't
they
you from
do.
Australia?
You've got a wee bit of pottage for me, lass.
Can we have a wee bit of hogget?
That's right. Braveheart was a sound military.
Some
they had,
salted
they had
pork.
Kilt and all, Danny.
A wee bit of pork.
They don't wear any wee little undies under their kilts.
No.
You know, this potty is way funnier than our funny potty.
Hey, darling.
It hasn't come out yet.
Yes.
No, it already came out.
It didn't.
Oh,
it's
coming
out.
Around.
We stitch it around, my wee man.
Is Tim getting rid of that?
No.
Leave it in.
No,
Tim,
it doesn't
leave it
make
in.
Sense.
That's okay. Potties don't make sense.
When you hear next potty next week, guys, that joke will make sense. Hurry up, wee
right.
little Serene.
Colossians 2:6-7 says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith, and I'm coming to my point, as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. If you're a believer and you're listening to this, our whole main gist of Christianity is to be overflowing with thankfulness. If you're not a believer, it works. To be overflowing
works.
With thankfulness, it just works. It just
scientifically.
Just do it. Just Nike it out, right? But thankfulness is we throughout the entirety of the Bible. Because why? Because it's a weapon. It's Ooh. A powerful weapon. It's a weapon against depression, against discontentment, against self-pity, against sickness, against a lowered immune system. And it's a muscle. Thankfulness is a muscle. At first, it's like, ooh, thankful. What could I be thankful for? And it's like really like putting out your first squat reps and it's hard, yeah. you know? But it's a muscle and it gets easy and it's almost like you don't even know you're exercising it in the end. It's just, it happens without effort. So I just want to go on with what we were doing before, brainstorming. We could even be thankful to go to the loo.
Oh,
some people
you.
Wear colostomy bags.
Yeah. I know, but I'm telling you.
They do, and it's not
can
their
I
fault.
Can I say this? If you've ever had a urinary tract infection.
Oh, you're talking then, the wee little wee.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the number twos. I'm talking about the number ones. Number twos you should be thankful for too, but number ones, you've had a urinary tract infection and then it goes away and you can wee properly. That's the other use of the word wee.
Yeah.
You say pee here, but we say wee.
I know.
Double use. We yeah. little and we go potty.
You say to your child, you want to go for a wee little wee?
Yeah. We have a wee little wee. Man.
So confused.
Man, you can be thankful for the urine, yes. the stream of urine that
yes.
doesn't hurt you.
Yes, and it's not
real
barbed
talk.
Wire.
That's real talk, man.
No, I'm serious. Our dad, he's 80. He's having some kidney issues, but he's going to walk
Prostate.
Right out of that. But he's been having trouble doing his wee little wee, and he's got a catheter, and he would be so thankful to just regularly wee.
Oh, a catheter on a man.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, and the number twosies too. You should be thankful when you eat right for a good old health. Danny, I know you're thankful for bowels that work and not bowels
yeah.
that don't work so much.
He's so thankful he's speechless.
What about when we always, like, we teach our children and ourselves to be thankful before each meal? scientifically, even if you're not Christian, thanks before a meal actually helps you digest the meal better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus thanked God and broke bread. Okay. So we emulate
it before
him.
He ate.
Yes. We should thank when we go to the bathroom too.
Hey, question.
Yes. I've always been thankful.
Did Jesus thank God? Or because I thought this was a train and
Father.
If it's off, then it's off. But I just had this train of thought the other day that it says he gave thanks.
Yeah, he gave thanks.
But think about that. Like, he issued thanks. He felt gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's something that...
He didn't have to say, "Dear Father, thank you for this food."
And so it would seem that it's not the magic of saying, "Oh, by the way, thank you, God. Okay, now my food will digest better."
Mm.
But it's this gratitude invokes the vagus nerve. Is it vagus or vagal?
Vagal tone, but it's the vagus nerve.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude evokes it and turns it on and activates it. And stress turns it off.
Yes.
Like we said in the other podcast, the one that's coming out.
Yeah. the very funny, unfunny podcast.
Yeah, my digestion. Funny, unfunny. My digestion doctor has a constipation clinic.
Yeah.
And the way that all they deal with is turning stress off for people.
Yep.
They give them bitters to help with digestion, but their main 80% focus is gratitude and getting rid of stress.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And we're talking about food.
Get your face right in the microphone.
Thankful for the food, yes. But what about thankful for that weeny, teeny, weeny, little wee taste buds?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Ooh. Some people have had diseases where, you know, smell and taste go away.
I probably had
the Rones. A few months ago.
You don't even believe in the Rones, but you have.
Oh,
felt
you
like
lost your,
nothing.
Lost your taste
it's
buds?
Like the least sick I've ever been in a cold or flu. But all the only reason I knew I had it is I lost all sense of smell for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, food was not fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for my wee little nostrils.
You think you made
my
it wrong?
My wee little
or something,
taste buds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what you guys can spout out stuff. I'm just going to keep spouting till you interrupt me about little things to thank.
Okay.
For the little things, you know, because everyone knows about thank you, Lord, for the Grammy I just won.
Yeah.
You know, all the atheists thank God
Prophesy.
For that. You know? I just think, what if you're sitting in the grass and you thank the Lord for, you just be so thankful for that, the feeling of life between your hands, those blades of grass, and just the feeling that it gives you. But what if you're not just sitting in a park and your children are playing on a fun mum's day playout? Maybe your car just like totally broke down. You're on the side of the road, but you're sitting in the grass. Maybe that's a time to be thankful for the grass.
Ooh.
It's not just on the good times to be thankful. The grass is still the grass, whether it's on the play day or the jolly well car broke down day.
Well, and we have
still the same grass.
Most of us have solutions too. I mean, that's something to be thankful for. Even when bad things happen, you know, we fuss and feel like it's the end of the world, but it's like, dude, you can make a phone call like to an insurance company or like there's so many solutions that we have that we're not even.
Phone. Sometimes. Sometimes I want to throw it.
Sometimes it's the devil, we think.
What about refrigerators? You know? Like people used to ain't not have them.
Basically, you're saying
truth.
All day long you could be in a thankful mode.
Yes,
and
just water coming out of a tap.
Like you're saying, it's a muscle. We could practice this.
Yeah.
Man, wouldn't we be healthy? Wouldn't our digestion be wonderful?
It would. I struggle with being thankful for the water out of the tap.
Why? Because your ancestors come from Mexico where the water may not have been healthy.
You heard about Topo Chico, right?
Yeah, that water weren't healthy.
Yeah, but I hate that it's recycled toilet water.
No, but not out here on the hilltop.
I'm thankful for your
deep
water.
Springs of Prim Springs.
I'm thankful for your water, but I wonder if modern water is the source of all disease.
Oh, it's recycled poop
Next
and
topic.
Recycled contraceptives.
Well, you know what you could do? Be thankful for the little filter you go buy at Wally World.
And be thankful that it comes out of the tap and then you could put it in your filter. Some people used to have to...
You know, off topic, but I've always felt like we should design rainwater collection systems. I mean, where did people get water from before there was a public city?
Well, in Mexico, you go there and there's like all the rain catches on there.
Do they do that?
Yeah, you haven't been back because you were only three when you left.
Yeah,
have you been back to Mexico?
No.
You need to go
back. My husband was raised on caught rainwater.
If you go, I go there a lot because I'm a cruiser, you know?
Yeah, but all my dad tells me are stories of cartels. And it's like, and he's like, the family wants to see you. And I'm like, never. Remember the cartel story 5 minutes ago, Dad? Yeah, you forgot
that?
I have
one for John. I have one for John. It reminds me of John because John was the one that instigated this whole thought process in my mind. Even if you're at odds with your spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Be thankful for a good man to fight with because some people have jerks. Thankful for it's a good true. Woman to fight with because some people have jerks. That John, I love it. Can you tell us that whole scenario that you and your wife tell each other when you're in the middle of a good old fight?
I bet when John gets mad, he just squints his eyes and walks away. That's my picture of a fight with John.
No, he doesn't. I know what he says. He said this before. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you, Serena. That was a very nice compliment.
I loved it.
My wife Dawn and I, are both of our previous relationships were pretty gnarly. They was not good. And so early on, we just had this agreement that no matter what, no matter how good or bad things got, we would just be thankful for each other. And what has gotten us through many, many, many ups and downs is like if we are in an argument, which is not rare.
I love it.
It almost always ends up one of us, usually me, going, you know, I'm just so thankful that you are the one that's going to irritate me for the rest of my life or make me mad for the rest of my life. Or obviously the flip side of that is make me happy for the rest of my life. Yeah. But it's impossible to expect two people to have a relationship and not butt heads. I mean, butt heads all the time. But, and I've just carried that philosophy over to pretty much every friendship.
Yeah.
I have one of the most abusive relationships I'm in is with Leslie. I said that jokingly, but it's like, I don't know that Leslie and I get on each other's nerves all the time, but I don't know that we've actually ever been in a fight. Just because I'm just so thankful that she is where she is in my life, because I don't know.
Nothing would get done.
There she is yelling in the background. It just doesn't just stop with just my marriage. I'm kind of like that with you guys. It's like, I mean,
I know, and you know, I mean, we irritate you sometimes. Oh, John.
We irritate him so much.
But what has served me well thinking that way is like it doesn't ever rise to the level of like a problem or a fight with just a stranger, because a lot of times if you're in a tussle with somebody who you're not real close with, I think the emotions get a lot. They're different kind of emotions. They can get a lot more negative than like you know, Pearl just mentioned, you know, me and her. It's like, honestly, like there's been a few times when, you know, like maybe the timing wasn't perfectly in sync with what was going on in my day, you know. Pearl would bring something that needs to be done. But I'm just thankful that it's her. Aww. Bringing that, because if it was anyone other than her, it's easier to swallow.
That's true.
You know, it's easier to process.
And me too, because if it's 2 a.m, well, you're usually dealing with that. But okay, let's say I get up early on one of our launch days and it's 5 and I get on the Facebook group and everything is chaos. I'm always thankful that John's the one I'm going to go text, even though I know it's going to be hard because he's already dealing with it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Cyber Weekend is the biggest mega sale that Trim Healthy Mama has all year. Instead of just doing Cyber Monday this year, though, we're starting on Friday, just because this year is super crazy with shipping and all of that, so we need to just give our warehouse team more time to get your orders in and sorted. So it's going to be 3 days instead of 1, but that's just more the merrier, right?
Oh, more. Bring it on.
So what are we going to have, Serene? We have got 3 new Protein Pleasure cookies.
Yes! Oh, the flavors?
Yes.
Chocolate.
Yeah, and well, we actually call it Choc Choc. peanut, which is double peanut, and that is actually my favorite cookie right now.
Yeah, I love choc.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't, if you love chocolate, well then
double choc. And Snickerdoodle. It's actually, people think, well, Snickerdoodle, it's a little different. It's just a beautiful, pure cinnamon cookie with walnuts in it. It's to die for. All of these are sugar free
and anchored in protein.
I know, they can be a mini meal. Yeah. You could have one for breakfast with a lovely trimacino. It's perfect.
Yeah.
We have got all your standards, all your THM favorites, Baking Blend, Gentle Sweet, all the sweetness, all on sale.
Collagen.
Of course, we've got our skincare. We've got our hemp products. Oh. Every single thing. We have almost 200 Trim Healthy Mama products now, and every single one of them is on sale. So this is...
Go us.
Yeah, go us and go you, right? I know some of you wait all year for this.
Would you talk to them about the Friday?
The Friday. Yeah, because we're starting on the Friday, you know, we don't ship over the weekend. So, you know, the orders, it would just be a little long because the orders will start getting shipped out Monday. We've got some awesome, like, deep sales here. We've got the beautiful gray mug, not the brown one that some of you said looked like poop color, the gray one with the beautiful blue butterfly on it, the mug with our Guatemala coffee. That's going to be a combo, right? Our coffee is usually $11.99 because it's more than a Gannick. It's the best coffee in the world. Guess what you get with it, with the mug? How much for, Sereni? $11.99. You're not paying for the mug.
No way.
We're giving
the
mug.
No way. And I love that mug.
I know.
I'm a collector of those mugs.
Yes. This one is gorgeous. I'm telling you, you hold it in your hands. It's just so beautiful. I mean, we've got deep dives on all our merch. And
we're blowing out our masculine prime cream for only like $9.99?
Yeah, it's usually like $30.
Oh, we're just giving it away.
Yeah, and that's for your man, to feel manly and to feel peppy and to feel energized.
Hey, that's a gift for you.
And of course, one of the major things is Trim Healthy Future, the book. The pre-order is all the way through this Cyber Weekend sale. Oh,
to catapult you into 2021.
It's the future of being trim and healthy, and already so many have got the digital version. Even some people have got their hardcover. And Serene, I'm just so blown away at the response to this book. I'm so proud of Rashida, yes, our niece. And I'm just so proud of you guys for going and making these recipes like rock stars.
Yes, I know.
The response to that first book was like so overwhelming, Serene. We sold out.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've ordered a huge, huge amount of books in the next printing. They'll take a few weeks to get done, but you should have your hard copy by end of December, maybe at the very worst, you know, beginning of January. But here's the cool thing. You get your digital copy straight away for free. You get 3 months in our membership site for free.
Oh, woohoo.
You get 3 recipes that Rashida made just for you, woo-hoo, extra than the book for free.
Oh.
So, hey,
we're nice people, or are we nice people?
Our customers are the most awesome.
Oh, I know.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So when you're fighting with your spouse and it's awful, you just be so thankful that you're fighting with the one that you love instead of fighting, yeah, with some jerk. Oh, sorry, John. And I want to just go on John a little bit more, because I love this. I've never forgot this. His beautiful wife, who is just so thankful about everything in life, even though she is in a wheelchair right now, she is such an amazing, thankful person. And John is a thankful person too. And he remembers, I don't know, if delete this, Tim, if I shouldn't say this, but there was a situation in your home where she was having a hard time getting to the restroom in her walker, in her wheelchair. But at the same time, John had just broken his ribs on an air skateboard thingy, yeah, showing off to his son.
And hurt his digestive system.
So he was like totally bedridden too. And he was trying to get her to the restroom, but he couldn't get to the restroom either. And they were like pushing this wheelchair, like two people pushing a train cart in the wrong direction. And I
was literally using
almost
her as a walker. Like, yeah. I was hunched over like I was 135 years old. I could barely put one foot in front of the other, but she was backing up so that I could use her as a walker. And we just busted up laughing. It was the most pathetic thing that if someone was watching us, it'd be like, what in the world is happening with those two? But it was also
I remember you told me it was like a dance.
It was one of my most cherished moments. I was like, that was one of those moments where, you know, like we've been together so long that I love these moments when you can actually fall deeper in love with somebody.
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
that was one of those moments where it's like at that moment, as silly as it was, as much pain as I was in, all of her struggles. We're just trying to get to the bathroom, but it was probably one of my most cherished moments of our entire marriage, because it was ridiculous, but at the same time it was necessary, and I fell that much deeper in love with her.
I love that. You see, because one of his most thankful moments was one of the toughest moments. So it's not just when everything's hunky dory, like we say. And do you say that in America, hunky dory?
We try not to.
Okay. But
too many
lies. I love it. You know, be thankful for your hair. Some people don't have it to brush.
That's true.
You know, like sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't have time to brush this long hair. And then it gets into dreadlocks and takes 3 hours to brush out. And I'm like, well, maybe I should be thankful.
Yeah.
You know, be thankful that you have a car to fix, even if it's broken down. Be thankful. This is one thing I'm thankful for. The warm, beautiful sun. Ooh. Like, and I'm not talking about the warm, beautiful sun on a day of the beach. I'm talking about when something's very hard. Like the miscarriage I just walked through, I found myself just enjoying sitting in a sunny window with the warm, beautiful sun just hugging me, pouring through the window on me. And I feel like I can be thankful in this hard time for the beautiful sun more than when everything's hunky-dory, Dan, because it's blessing me more because I'm needing it more. Mm. So let's be thankful for those little bit, even just nature. In the hard times, even more than the good times, you guys can be thankful for salt.
Ooh, I love the salt.
Just simple salt. Can you imagine? You could have all the herbs in the whole entire world, but without salt, they'd all be gross.
I know.
This podcast could go on for like 47 years.
It be
could,
thankful for gentle sweet people. Like,
Thanksgiving. What would we do without gentle Case sweet?
Would always have guilt.
Before we had gentle sweet, it was so hard to get them right.
Yes.
Thankful to me for inventing gentle sweet.
Thank you, Pearl. You were smart.
9 years later, we're like, microbes! Thankful for microbes! At every cellular level, let's take them all at once. First of all, the epidermal level, we're thankful for skin.
Yeah, well, truly skin. Thankful for bacteria in your mouth. You know, they found that this is just a little rabbit trail. But my friend Karen, who I talk about here a lot, she brings me some interesting stuff. She was saying, Pearl, my husband's blood pressure, it's amazing. You got to try this with Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay, she found out, she read this article that mouthwash, Listerine, and types with that special thing, they take down the bacteria in your mouth.
Yeah. Ooh, the bad.
Interesting. They found that they did this study and they gave people that.
Listerine every day of his life.
Swish Listerine, it stops this bacteria in your mouth, which lowers your natural nitric oxide. If you swish it away, blood pressure rises because your body's natural way of lowering it.
Are you
going to
call
that
or am I?
You can call him.
Oof.
So if you have high blood pressure and you don't know why, can you get off the Listerine? Because you're, we some of the things we think we need to get away from our bodies,
this
right?
This could have been the whole reason for this
children
potty.
Eating dirt. Stop that child eating dirt. No, let the child eat dirt.
Let the child
okay?
eat the dirt.
Don't swish that Listerine in your mouth. Maybe you have cleaner teeth, but you're getting rid of really essential bacteria.
We have way too many products in this country.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's the alcohol hand sanitizer too, when people like overdo the hand sanitizing thing and they don't have natural defense.
It's a wee little potty. We're 24 minutes in. Can we go around the room like a little church group and say what we're the most thankful for?
Yes, love.
This year.
Oh, this year, what we're thankful for.
But if you have some other things to brainstorm and throw out, you can, like what you're thankful for.
Right
I'm thankful for for talking, just in a group.
Yeah.
Like this fun. You know, it's just fun. Like I remember when my husband's father died and it was just really like a very mournful time. He'd passed away of cancer in a very tragic way. But I remember us all just sitting around the living room and we started talking and the talking helped and then we started talking more and then we started laughing more. And just after 5 hours of just sitting around and talking, we were all kind of like, we could all go to sleep and smile.
Oh,
it was just talking is so healing. Talking is beautiful. Conversations, people, community.
There's so much to be thankful for. It's hard to pick just one. And I'm sure, like, hopefully, you know, all our listeners. If you had to pick just one. Oh, we've got incoming.
It's all right. We're thankful for the incoming.
Oh, yeah. We're thankful for your two sons there.
When it's noisy and it's not on the nose coming.
I don't know. I guess that one that pops into my mind is, I guess I'm thankful. Well, we had our third grandchild this year, and I guess I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my husband in his grandpaship. Like, I don't know. It just astounds me that God could have given me this guy who's such a beautiful grandpa and who loves this time of life so much. It's a blessing to me every day because, I don't know, I guess that pops into my head. I'm always astounded at how much he loves our grandbabies.
He's a baby whisperer.
He loves the babies and it blesses me. It just blesses me. I like to think of myself, I call myself Prissy as a good grandma, but I'm nothing compared to his mantle of grandpaship. Yeah. He has a gift.
Yeah, he does have a gift.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Of course, I'm thankful for my family, big time. They're just incredible little creatures that think I'm way cooler than I am. My brother sent me this, and it made me think about how the root of all gratitude and joy is letting go of the fear of death. And it says, this guy wrote, it's a doctor, he wrote, 100% of us will die. The fear of it can only diminish the light we produce and witness in life. Death is among the most beautiful of things. It is the moment, gets a little deep, it's the moment your energetic spiritual identity chooses multidimensional flight by letting go of this moment that we call a body. Which sounds deep, but man, that's so good. If you think about that, that in death, if death is a beautiful thing, if it's not the great horrible thing of planet Earth, but it's actually
it has no sting,
huh? Yeah.
It has no sting when you know where you're going. Yeah,
and so to let go of the fear of death.
You're thankful that you've reached that this year.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
great.
Because you can. You get flooded with courage and gratitude think about that. Even if your own death is not a bad thing, it's something to actually look forward to.
Well, you love more deeply then because you're not so self protecting.
Yeah.
You know, you're more about others and
death is no longer death.
And this is a huge thing for Danny because last year he was walking through the dark robe of
the valley of the
of
shadow
death.
Of death.
Yes.
Yeah, for
yeah,
real.
That's huge. I'm thankful for, I'm actually super thankful for the honor of giving life to two beautiful babies that are in heaven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yay.
I feel, I actually, whenever I think about that, the two babies that are in heaven, I feel my biggest feeling more than the, even greater now than the, desire to hold them and see them is thankfulness. Wow. Thankfulness that they have life.
So that's your crown of 2020.
Yes, you're my crown of 2020.
Two beautiful babies.
Yeah, two beautiful babies. I feel so, so blessed. Just honored that we got to bring them life.
You know what I think 2020 has also done? Made us, like you're talking about all the little things here, right?
Yeah.
I think it brought a sense of gratitude for the little things that were taken away for so many of us.
Yeah.
Like, remember toilet paper? Remember, Serene, you wiping your bum with little bits of this and that for a while? How you love toilet paper now? How going to a restaurant now for those of us that can?
Yeah.
It's just so incredible, right?
Yeah.
We really, like, love the restaurants and love the people that work them.
Yeah.
All those little things that got stripped away.
Yeah.
I think so many of us realize, man, we have got so much to be thankful in our lives because when they're taken away,
yes,
it's a bit yikesy.
Yeah, exactly.
But even when they're taken away, I think you're saying to us, there's so much more to be thankful for.
Well,
even.
You realize what's really important, right?
Yeah.
I've actually been trying to find a midwife for one of my friends right now, and it's been a hard go of it because they're all booked up because of all the quarantine babies.
Oh,
so you know, there's nice. A lot of good coming out this 2020.
Yeah.
A lot of good. Yeah.
And we're thankful for you, podcast listeners. Oh my gosh, you're still here after all these years.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to all you Americans, for all you down underins that listen, and we love you too.
Yeah, all you and jelly eaters.
All you jam eaters.
We got to hear from Juan.
No, I was talking about the Americans first.
Oh.
Which is the thing.
Hey, can we hear from John and Leslie too?
Yes, let's hear from wee little John and Leslie. I was thinking about having her.
What I'm thankful for, aside from the obvious wife, children, family, this year
only white children for John.
I thought you said white children
and dogs. This year I always have been, but I am so laser focused on my thanks for the network of people that I have around me. I have the people that I purchase my food from that nourishes my family, the people that I get to work with. I had my oldest son get married a few
That's
months
right.
back, and I saw a community of people come around. And I mean, Leslie, the one and only Leslie, provided the venue for the wedding to happen. And this has been a challenging year. They had to postpone the wedding a couple of times. And so just the network of people around me, it just hits me every single day. It's like the entire world could fall apart. The retail commercial world could fall apart. And in some cases it is falling apart, but I don't need any of that because I don't need that for food. I don't need that for love and comfort and shelter or anything. I've got this network of people around me that somehow, some way, everything gets taken care of and gets dealt with. And before Leslie gets going on her thankful list, I did want to say that this particular episode that you're listening to happens to be the 200th episode of this podcast.
Yay.
200.
So that's a big thanks, like Danny said, to our listeners too, that you guys would just keep tuning into these shenanigans.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I just think about this. What in any of your lives, what have we done consistently 200 times? Like, you know what I mean? Like we've never missed one.
We've
gotten
made
this done
it.
Every week for 200 weeks. And that's just blows me away. So very, very thankful for that as well.
Go, Leslie.
That should have been the end, though, shouldn't it? Like, I have to follow now 200 episodes. I'm thankful for that opportunity,
right.
John. This is really maybe super basic, but I am just thankful for a simpler life. Since I came away from the music industry, I have no regrets of that time. It was wonderful adventure, camaraderie, travel, all those things. But I feel so much more like whole and fulfilled, and like I love the routine. Like I never thought that those words would come out of my mouth. And even the sea, the little sea, created even more of a simpler life.
True.
For a minute there. You know, we learned how to work from home. We saved money on gas. We saved, we weren't stopping at every coffee shop. And then we sort of like brought some of that sanity through to when, the quarantine was lifted. And we have created a simpler way to just to be and just to do things. And I love Serene and Pearl, but they keep my life way simpler than some of my
really?
I mean,
the last couple of days have been hard.
Oh yeah, but it's like I always say to friends and colleagues or like past, present, future folk that I love what I'm doing now. It's all of my wheelhouse, but it's just so like manageable and awesome and two wonderful, wonderful ladies.
Oh.
So I'm thankful for you too.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah.
We are so thankful for Pops, all our community.
Dennis at the wool pant. Yes.
And you guys, we feel you when we sit in this room.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be here.
I know.
Because, you know, we feel like you're in with us, talking with us, yeah. and that we can come to you every week. We share our hard
we
stuff.
We share too much, props.
And we share too much in our hard stuff, and our good stuff, and our fun yeah. stuff, and our ridiculous stuff that you just are polite, waiting till we get to some meat sometime. Thank you for you yeah. and the love that you've embraced us into your hearts.
Yeah. Go off and make your pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
See ya. Trim nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be
trim nothing, mama, to stay. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.